One of the best parts about being a teenager?
What's that, buddy?
House Party, Tommy!
Cut Loose, great movie.
House Party is a blast.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're not the person hosting the house party.
Yes.
Because as this story shows, it never goes as a teenager the way you think hosting the party will.
But we're not in, like, house party time.
You're right. This story actually happened a little while ago, but we're just finding out about it now.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Couple of things to catch up on.
Mm.
First of all, yesterday around this time, we allowed you listeners to call in and suggest a new rule to add to where they wind in for the year 2025. If you miss that, you go back and listen to it on our WCMF.com podcast page, or you can watch every show we've ever done since the cameras have been up on YouTube, The Break Room WCMF on YouTube. Twitch, the Odyssey app, WCMF.com also allows you to watch us live right now.
What?
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy has narrowed down which three rules of the ones you suggested you can choose from.
Okay.
Right now, you can go to WCMF.com until tomorrow, close of business, to vote for the three finalists. The three finalists are previous winner goes last the following week, trying to dethrone me. Two, break up the bigger suburbs into smaller sections. We're thinking Greece and Irondequoit.
Mm-hmm.
Three, a challenge flag voting system for people who get disqualified. If one of those three appeals to you, go to WCMF.com. It's right on the front page there. Click the link, vote, and let your voice be heard for the most important game in America.
Yes.
All right. This story comes to us from Pittsburgh. And it happened a while ago, but we just found out about it this week. Police were called around 9:30 p.m. for reports of a large party. When they got there, they say they found, and I quote, 150 young people.
Holy Christ. That's the school.
And they began dispersing the crowd.
Okay. Were they outside?
I don't know. But, Kimmy, it's 9:30, and there's already 150 people at a home in Pittsburgh.
More were on their way.
That's like 75 golf carts.
But it gets worse.
What?
While that was happening, a few fights started between groups of people at the party.
Right.
Eventually, everyone got in their car, and they drove away. Until, not far from where that party happened, police say another altercation happened. Authorities say a guy, presumably one of the, quote, young people,
the kids,
was sitting in the back of his buddy's car when eight guys he and a friend had been arguing with earlier showed up on the scene. Police say they forced him out of the vehicle.
Mm.
They pulled him into a ditch and then started punching and kicking him.
Right.
And if that's not enough, they then stole his watch and took off on foot. Quick sidebar.
Like they ran off?
They ran off on foot.
Okay.
Quick sidebar.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong, man. This sucks for this kid. I really feel for him. But stole his watch in a fight is the most Pittsburgh story I've ever heard in my life. Give me a Rolex, Spalding!
Yeah, because you would have to know it was worth money, too, right?
Well,
Okay. Like, you'd have to spot the expensive watch begin with.
The only high school in the greater Rochester area that would have an expensive watch and have kids that would be able to spot an expensive watch would be in Pittsburgh.
Right.
So when police got to where the actual assault happened, suspects were no longer in the area. Mm-hmm. No word on whether or not they were arrested. Again, this happened a while ago, so this case could be wrapped up.
Yeah.
We don't know. Okay. This feels like a hell of a lot to happen with one house party.
Yeah, it's a hell of a party. Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Thinking back to being a teenager, every big-time house party I ever went to ended with, like, 10 of the most insane problems you'd ever heard of. Right, Kimmy?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, Kimmy's voice got weird.
But she'd been partying.
Yeah, because even if it didn't happen at the party, it may have happened after the party, or you didn't catch something, but you're going to hear about it in school later on. So, yeah, it was... It had lingering effects.
It's almost like the laws of matter and physics don't exist when a high school party happens, because there will be 5 or 10 things that you hear and you go, that's not possible.
Yeah,
How is that even possible?
Yep.
Right? Like, unless you only had 5 of your closest friends over, that party was going to get out of control.
Well, yeah, because once the booze shows up, the weed, it's over.
The booze and the weed. Parties in 1976. Tommy
Six kegger right here.
And here's the thing.
What?
Everybody that was going to that party knew it was going to get out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone
but they were planning for it.
You start to figure out like who the people are that are going to take things too far, right? Because you don't know up until that point.
But it didn't stop you from going, Kimmy. Yet,
No. You wanted to be front row seat for it all.
But here's the thing. Despite the fact that every person that got into their car and drove to that house where parents weren't around to go to this party knew what was going to happen, it never kept any of those kids from throwing those parties and all hell breaking loose.
Yeah, to this day, obviously.
How does everybody but the one kid throwing the party knows what's going to happen, and he still throws the party? She still throws the party.
Oh, yeah. And with Facebook now and Instagram, like, you already know.
Time out.
What?
Kimmy, he said with Facebook now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Bro, Facebook existed when I was in high school.
It did?
Yeah.
It had to barely be.
It was early on, but it was there.
It had to be super ass new.
I had one.
You did?
Well, when I got my college,
I was going to say, I thought you had to be.
Yes.
Well, initially, it was just for college kids.
I got my MCC email, and I got it. Okay.
What? Was it called, like, Friendster?
Well, we also had MySpace, which was similar.
Well, MySpace was me.
Well, no, Kimmy, but with this new.
It wasn't you.
Yeah, MySpace? I was on MySpace.
Yeah, he was
But I mean, like, you were
No, he was, actual young boy 76. Hello, ladies.
Wait, how old were you? You had to be like in your 30s.
Yeah, no, he was in his 40s when MySpace was happening because I knew him.
Yeah.
He was drinking with a 15-year-old hanging out on MySpace.
Looking at the ladies.
You're like the lead singer of a pop punk band. What you were saying, I'm sorry.
No, but like.
With this newfangled Facebook.
But like, you already know the drama before you get to the party where like.
Well,
in my day, you didn't know what was going to happen until you got there. But all that has to all be out there already.
I don't know. Kids, I think, I mean, at least when we were kids, like if you put anything out there, like you were going to get in some, like you were going to get kicked off your high school team. Like kids were really, really careful. Well, I guess like,
it doesn't keep other people from taking pictures, though. And posting it.
But I think that kids are a little bit smart, or at least try to be a little bit smart about what they're putting out there.
Look,
putting it out there.
We were in the wild west of social media. Thank God, MySpace disappeared. Yeah,
I'm saying like now, but if I already know what's going on, I'm seeking out that drama. I'm going to go find those people. I'm waiting for that to pop.
I stand corrected. Maybe Snapchat for a lot of kids was a way to do that.
Okay. So here's the thing.
What's that?
With everything we just told you with this party, talking about...
They had some fun, though, bro.
We did.
But these kids had some fun.
Well, the one that didn't own the house or get his watch stolen.
Okay, that's one kid.
Two kids.
Most of those kids had an effing ball.
One of the most fascinating parts about being a teenager.
Yeah.
Tommy, there are plenty of things that change about the teenage experience generation by generation.
Yeah, like, but some of it just stays the same.
Well, but here's the thing. You as a teenager at 16 years old had a completely different experience as a 16-year-old will today. But the one thing that has never stopped is the massive house party.
Yeah.
Because kids today should be smarter than that. We know that they're smarter than we are because casual sex is down.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking is down.
What are you doing?
Smoking has been almost eliminated completely.
Harder to get away with, too.
Yeah, okay.
But what are you doing at these parties?
Well, I don't know. I mean, well, I'm guessing the kids going
to
the
party. How does he even get out of control
anymore? It would
have
to be, I think, for a kid to have a party like this, a parent would have to know about it at this point.
Well, and that's just it. You're smart enough to avoid the mistakes that we made, at least on the whole for these kids, right?
Yeah.
But you're not smart enough to know, with all the technology exists, that you're going to get caught throwing
this
party.
But what's the alternative?
Not throwing the party?
No, but what's the alternative to not to having a fun party? What do you do as a kid to blow off steam and have some fun and be an adult?
252 WCMF. I don't know. I don't
know the answer. Find an older sibling that's, you know, I don't know, in college or
go
has their own place. Okay. That would
but
be
they don't
the
want
way.
Your ass. They don't want your punk ass there
I
at their
remember,
party.
I remember, like, feeling cool sometimes when I'd get to hang out with my friend's older siblings.
Yeah, but they didn't want your
ass. Well, no, they would invite us. I got invited up to, like, my buddy's older brother's, like, colleges where we would, like, spend the night. Yeah. It did feel
That's
like the coolest
thing
ever.
That's how half of us got booze.
I wouldn't want you.
Look, I don't know. Maybe we have underestimated how often these things are happening and kids have found a way to get away with
it.
But, I mean, look, any home that has a Ring cam... A parent that goes out of town, they can leave anytime they want and not worry about a party at the house.
True.
Unless there's something we're missing, 252 WCMF, because like...
Unless the parents allowed it to happen.
But without you being there?
I don't know.
What are you, crazy? I don't know. Like back in the day as a parent, you like had to recruit your neighbors to watch the place, what your kid was doing.
Those parents though. Like you always had that one or two houses where the mom was like, okay, everybody put your keys in the basket and I'm just going to pretend like I don't hear or see anything. There will always be those houses.
And here's the thing. I know there are parents listening that think that way, that use this story as justification. Because if I don't allow this to happen under my roof, it's going to get out of control like this. And I guess I understand the logic behind
it. I'll supervise
it. Exactly.
Good luck.
But the risk that you are putting yourself
under.
You can
lose your house, man. What do they say? He who hosts loses the most?
That's the one thing you remember, and I think it's because it rhymes.
Yeah, I love it.
252-WCMF. We're talking about this story. It happened a while ago, but we just found out about it out in Pittsburgh. Police were called around 9:30 for reports of a large party. When they got there, they found, and I quote, 150 young people started dispersing the crowd. While that was happening, police say a few fights started between a couple of the groups at the party. Everyone eventually got in their car and drove away. Not far from where the party happened, yeah. A little while later, a kid was sitting in the back of his buddy's car when eight guys that he and his friend had been arguing with earlier showed up. Police say they forced him into a ditch, pulled him out of the vehicle. Reverse that.
Pulled him out of the car, threw him in a ditch.
You got it. Started punching and kicking him. And then they stole his watch and took off.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
You're going to be mad at me. That story's crap.
What do you mean?
That did not happen.
Explain. How so?
That didn't happen.
Why?
What do you mean it didn't happen?
Why do you think it didn't happen?
Because the kid made it up.
Why would he make it up?
Why would you make
it up? Well, he might have got his
ass kicked.
It wasn't by eight guys. He got his ass kicked. His ass kicking turned into, I fought off eight guys and they took my watch. They dragged him to a ditch, beat him up, then took his watch.
Well, look, I mean,
bro, that is such a crap ass story, man.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, you talked about some things stay the same. Like, you would tell people all the time that you beat off eight guys after a party in high school.
But that was a legitimate thing, man.
Right? No, that's what I'm saying.
I was working both hands.
Yeah. And he lost his watch.
Well, it flew off. Hit one kid in the eye.
You know, I didn't think about the watch, dude.
I got you.
No, I didn't think about that. You might be right.
Once I hear eight guys pull this kid out.
Well, I'm trying to think of what car could carry eight people.
Yeah, that's also
by the way,
point.
And then they ran. They came by car. Well, and then they ran off.
It doesn't say they came by car, actually. It says they just came upon the car. Unless they all belong to like one of those churches that has a van, a giant van, they drive everybody around. I didn't think about that.
Oh, my God. Here comes Jesus Believes.
Eight's a big number.
You might be right.
You were better off with six.
But here's the thing. I respect it.
All right.
As a 16, 17-year-old man.
You didn't
want to
say your ass got kicked by one dude.
Yeah, man, that's like the peak of toxic masculinity. I'm going to, throw 12 in there. Why the hell not? And I fought him off enough where they only got my watch.
So do we know if all these kids went to school together?
No idea. I've given you all the details that I have. Because
everybody always knew the people. I mean, even if you didn't. No, even if you didn't go to high school with everybody at the party, it was always somebody's friend that got him there.
I know what you're saying.
Like, there was always a connection involved.
Undersized people.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Maybe you and I had unique experiences because you went to Hilton, and I get, living in that area, it's going to be all Hilton kids. So I,
There were a lot of different kids.
Okay, Grilton. Right. Sorry. Hilton and Grilton.
No, I mean.
And Spilton.
There were always, some randoms thrown in there.
So, going to Aquinas, I had friends that lived in every town.
Right.
Right? And I would end up at these parties in every
rich
town.
Rich kids.
Yeah. Bro, I will never forget. I will never forget. I must have been 17 years old. I was dating this girl who lived in West Aranacoy, and she had this friend that actually lived in the neighborhood across from you over Monroe Avenue.
Oh, okay.
Because I had never really been out that way before. Yeah. I know that sounds really dumb, but it's true. Mm. So we go out to this party, really nice house, and this kid's dad was like an international banker. And I remember this vividly because his dad had an accent, but he didn't. And I thought it was weird.
All right.
So we go to this kid's house. His dad was like out of country. He throws this massive party, and it's already out of control. Mm-hmm. And he's got all the bells and whistles from 2003, 2004 that you can have in the house. Well, while we're there, cops show up. I'm literally like, beer in hand, playing beer pong. There's got to be 100 kids at this party. Everybody scram.
Right.
The cops come in. They find the kid who owns the house, right?
Yeah.
I vividly remember.
Thurston?
Yes. Watching how the cops dealt with him versus how the cops had dealt with my buddies and Gates that have been caught with parties.
Oh, yeah.
Not that they were, roughing anybody up, but they were stern. And these Monroe County Sheriff's officers.
I don't want to piss off your dad.
Well, I don't know if that's what it was. I don't know if there's a different attitude because these are rich kids and they can't
be
dangerous. But, they were having, an adult conversation with this kid.
Did they know him?
I don't know.
Well, we got to tone it down here, kids.
It was such a mind-blowing experience that I am in the other room. And my friends are trying to run out of this house. And I'm just watching this happen.
In awe.
It was like an out-of-body experience. Right. And I remember the next day, this girl that I dated who was friends with this kid, I call her up and I go, that kid's screwed. Right? And she's like, nah, it'll be fine. It's happened before.
Yeah, wow.
And
nothing.
So maybe with the town this happened in.
It could be.
I don't know. And again, this is 20-something years ago. Mm-hmm. So who the hell knows what it is now. You know, I do wonder.
What's that?
When it comes to kids these days. God,
kids these days.
Versus the kids we knew, Kimmy, when we were in school versus the kids you knew.
Yeah.
Are the kids who throw these parties the same type of kids?
Oh, the kids, that hasn't changed.
Well, I'm asking. Like, are they the kids that just want to be accepted? Are they the kids who want to be the center of attention?
I mean,
I don't
think any of those cliques have changed.
You don't think so?
No.
Based on your experience
with
teenage
kids? It's human nature. How people are. Jealousy. Everybody wants attention. That's never going to go away. We're just basic human beings. That hasn't...
There were a lot of kids whose parents, like, just... They probably knew, but they weren't around in a lot, so that was where the kids that threw it. There were also the kids that would throw parties with their parents there, because I think, now looking back on it as an adult... Their parents just wanted them to have friends.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
No, you're 100% right.
Like, makes sense. That mom seemed cool with it because I think she just realized, like, this is good for my kid. No. I don't know.
I mean, not to be story guy, but no, you're right. There was this party I went to my senior year of high school where there must have been 300 kids. The parents were there. They ordered pizzas. We're drinking. They let us put tents out on the yard to stay there. That's the one where somebody managed to catapult a full sheet pizza on the side of their house, and we watched it slide down the house and cheered while the mom was freaking out. But you're right, Dad. Yeah. Mom may have just wanted that kid to have friends.
Yeah. And be that cool parent.
Well, see, you look at it as selfish parenting. Like, you want to be included.
They kind of do.
But maybe Kimmy hit it on the head. Now, again, it's not a good idea. But if you do worry that your kid is not the social butterfly that you want them to be.
Yeah, you should have pushed it along, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, it's like best intentions.
But
with
it's
the
not
going to
work
idea.
Out well.
I don't know. That kid always got super popular.
Yeah, until you run out of beer.
Yeah.
And the pizza hits the ground.
Are the kids who host these parties without mom and dad, are they naive to what is about to happen?
They have to be.
But I don't think so, because they do it again. It wasn't it wasn't always a one-time thing.
There are two different kinds of kids that threw these parties, Kimmy.
Yeah.
There were the kids that didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, I don't care.
And it was always a kid that came from a big family. Like, they were like the last kid.
Oh, that's a great call. You're
they
right.
They were like the baby of the family, so I think their parents were like, hey, we've seen worse, so
you're
go
right.
For
you're
it.
Absolutely right. But there were also those kids that, like, there were, every once in a while you would get like that goody two shoes kid, that would throw a party like this and freak out when things went south,
right? Because he didn't understand.
But how did you not know?
Because he's naive.
But you've been to some of these parties before.
Yeah, but he's kind of a bubble kid.
Bubble kid.
Now, I mean, I get where he's
like,
coming from.
Like, live in a bubble.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I see.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's funny. As much as your life could have been over throwing these parties back in the day, those memories do live on forever. Because, like, everyone listening right now can think back to those nights in some kid's house drinking below well liquor and then running from the cops when the door got knocked on, right? Like, you know, your stomach's full of Mr. Baltimore and you're diving into the woods. It's the most fun thing we ever did as kids that we prey upon prey our kids never do. Because...
Yeah.
As fun as it was also unbelievably dangerous.
Sure.
Unbelievably dangerous. But I wouldn't trade anything to have lose those memories. God, it was so fun.
I mean, look at the older generation. You had to go to Seabreeze and lose a limb. Have that kind of fun. Back in the old days.
All right, let's take a break. I'm confused. And maybe Kimmy can help explain it to us. And I get, Kimmy, you're right. Maybe it's not for you. But every other piece of cosmetic surgery we see women getting on a regular basis, it's front-facing. Right? It's something everybody can see. And I would think that if someone were to see this, they would be intimate enough with you that you wouldn't care. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't think guys care what this looks like.
Or how close you're getting to it.
As close as humanly possible.
I mean, you getting like nose in?
Well, I mean, if you're that kind of guy. Ooh. You hanging out? Did you get excited about that?
No, I'm just,
calm down. You're hanging out in the break room?
It's weird, everybody.
Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 to BCMF. All right, was it earlier this week, Kim, when we talked about the eye color changing cosmetic surgery?
Could be.
Okay, so for those who didn't hear that break, it was a horrifying sounding procedure that either involved cutting open your eye.
Your retina, right?
Yeah, inserting a disc that would change the color of your eye, or using a tattoo needle to go directly into your eyeball to permanently change your eye color. Okay, and yes, it's bothersome. But this one seems just as bothersome, although harder for men to relate to.
So what's going on?
The newest cosmetic surgery that is sweeping women's bodies is called labia puffing.
Puffing?
Labia puffing. The procedure involves injecting filler or moving fat from another part of the body to the female labia. I guess labia would be appropriate, kind of redundant. For those who don't know, because I know there are guys right now that are scratching their heads, the labia are the lips outside of the... Right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the outside part. Like, if you were going to get, like, one of them dumplings from the Chinese restaurant.
Right. So, it's going to look like she's got, like, a duck and, like, a leg lock.
I asked you to let me get through the story.
Why do they want that done?
The procedure exists, according to these doctors and the women that have had it done, to make the area look more plump and youthful.
Okay.
All right, so here's the thing.
Youthful?
Here's the thing. Far be it for us as men to tell women what they should do to make themselves feel more confident.
True.
And if this is a you thing, Kimmy,
yeah.
God bless all y'all. But you ladies do know 99% of men do not care about what that looks
not
like.
Not only do you not care, do you even know what it's supposed to look like?
Well, no, because each one looks different.
That's what I mean. Like, you don't really like go down there with an expectation of a certain image in your
head.
Well,
you do through pornography.
Well, no, because...
But even that's all different.
Yeah, true.
They're like snowflakes.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll be honest with you. When I was a teenager and I was, you know, exploring sexuality for the first time, I thought that the second woman I was with, something was wrong with her because it didn't look like the exact same one that I saw the first time. And it wasn't until... You know, time moved on where I was like, oh.
All shapes and sizes.
Yes, exactly. It's much.
But don't forget, like, my generation didn't even see that stuff till the 80s. It was like when they drain those lakes and they find things.
Oh, it was the Loch Ness.
Yeah, there's like a boat over here, a barrel.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Why are women puffing their labias?
They want the lips to match the other lips?
Well, I guess, like, it could be something that maybe you've been sensitive about, or you think it should look a certain way,
and
you feel like yours is always look different than everybody else's. I also wonder too if it has something to do with, you know, it not looking the same after birth.
Okay,
you know, like things change down there, so maybe you just want it all to be in the same. Because I know that there's like the tightening surgery. And,
well, but that makes sense.
But there are other procedures that I know women will have done down there to make it look more youthful. So this just adds on to that.
Okay, but like. Like the feel I get, right?
Well, I don't
like,
think it has to do with feel.
No, I'm saying like the tightening surgery. Like that I understand that women may be insecure about that.
Yeah, but there's other like cosmetic things that women have done to make it just simply look a different way.
So does it feel better to her? Like to have puffier lips down there?
Do you have better sensation?
I don't know, maybe. No. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, maybe it does. Because there's more, you know.
I would think if anything it would like.
Rubbing the shaft. Might feel good to a chick.
Oh, my
or
God.
Or even when she's self-diddling, maybe.
Oh,
she
no, I don't think
no,
that
I
there's
think
any
would,
like, nerve
anything,
endings.
If it would kind of like numb it because you're filling it.
Or you could also put fat in there.
Okay.
Well, they got to inject some stuff.
Well, no, it says you can use filler or fat from other parts of the body to puff up or as they call
it.
Well, how they do
the
women's lips
is got to
be the same thing.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, well, I mean, it's another set of lips. I guess it's same process. Okay. So here's what can
there are just sometimes things on your body that bother you. And it's not really for anybody else but you, you know, like nobody else may ever see it. Like it could be a birthmark or something like that I just want it gone or I want it changed.
I wonder if there's side effects.
What side effects could come from a labia puffing?
Like when you run, it makes noise. Remember when you put a baseball card in your spokes?
You're really good at that noise. Why is it good at that?
I want to go home. I want to go home.
You know what that sounds like when she's running by your house?
What's it? I would also like to say, please, gentlemen, stop sending me Instagram messages. I'm not reading any of these,
right.
And I don't want to know how you feel about this.
Right.
I am so deeply disturbed
it's
right
now. It's a modern-day flapper.
But
I would be a little nervous if this was like the first thing I ever tried to do, like filler wise, like because you can have some pretty nasty reactions to that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And it would be tough to find out that way doing that procedure.
But counterpoint to that, I mean, if something were to react negatively, yes, it's near your genitals, which isn't great. However, it's not something everyone's going to see where if you
guess,
did it to your lips.
Yeah, but now you
it
can't
like
sit down or get in a hot tub.
Yeah.
You know, if you, I mean, if you overdid it, it would look like getting the world's most disappointing hamburger. All bun. It's all bun. 252 WCMF, we're talking about this new cosmetic procedure for women called labia puffing. It involves injecting filler and moving fat from another part of the body into the female labia. And again, for those gentlemen that may not be up on their female anatomy, that's the lips outside of the... Okay, so Kimmy?
Yeah.
The only thing that's confusing to me about this is all the other popular cosmetic surgeries for women. Because the boob job makes sense.
Well, that was the original.
But your boobs are always on display.
Mm-hmm.
The Botox, filler to the face, the nose job, the facelifts, as bad as those can go if you do too much of it, and you guys watch Housewives shows, that's always on display.
Mm-hmm.
This is never on display. If someone is seeing it, It's because they're already intimately familiar. Yeah, yeah.
But like
with
I said,
you.
It could just be a part of your body that you want to look different, is or there, it's always bothered you.
Okay, I guess like what I'm asking is there another cosmetic surgery that women have that men would never see unless
like
they
I said,
were intimate?
Like it could be something like, I don't know, like something you do to your skin, or I'm just thinking like every women could be. Self-conscious about really literally any part of their body from like their toes to their fingertips, okay. Right? So like, yeah, obviously like a toe isn't sexual.
Well, no, but, well, it is for some guys. People. Don't write me like, messages about that either.
But like, you know, if there's something weird about a toe that's always bothered you, like some people will go and fix it, you know?
So here's what's most interesting about this procedure.
What's that?
When it comes to every other cosmetic procedure, this one is relatively cheap.
Yeah.
It's $2,500.
Wow. That's per lip or both lips?
I think it's both lips. You don't want to look like you're having a stroke.
Well, and you'd also have to continue. I think this is stuff that like wears over time.
Exactly.
So you'd have to maintain.
You have to do it annually.
If you wanted
it
to
annually?
You have to annually.
You got to inflate again?
Yeah. It's like
getting. Can they put a valve stem in there? Or can I just run down to the gas station?
Ding! Ding! No, that's not what it would sound like. That's not doing the dings, though.
Hey, by the way, so you got to go to the doctor, right?
Yeah.
And you got to, like, spread them.
Yeah.
And he's got to get down there and, like, diagram all that stuff.
You know, like, we go to the gynecologist. We go to the women get the Brazilian waxes. I mean, there are a lot of people that could have been down there.
But he's going
to
be like,
you gotta
all right,
get used to it.
Tell me how much you want here.
Well, no, but to her point, with the gynecologist, they get all up in there.
Right, but now we're, like, talking about what we're doing. Like,
what do you think women do at the gynecologist?
How big you want them? Like, do I have a big book of lips that they show you?
Oh, they probably, I bet you they have examples.
So they
no, I'm
have,
looking at some of them right now on the story.
So there's like a book of like what kind of lips I want. And they always give them names, right?
What do you mean?
Well, every photo has to have a name.
What would the names be?
You know, Big Flapper. Num Gums.
Why can't
Meat
we?
Meat Hammock.
Why?
What? I don't know.
We're already there. We didn't have to go to Meat Hammock.
Beef people.
Shut up. Kimmy's on the phone and I don't feel comfortable asking you this question anyway. I guess I'm curious, like, is this something over time that women notice enough where they want it gone? Do you get what I'm saying?
Want it done?
Like there are standard procedures that women will have done because age just ravages, right? Like I mean, yeah, your face will get wrinkly.
Well, the vagina takes a beating for a woman.
Well,
over
that's what I mean.
Well, if you're doing it the right way.
Oh yeah, maybe between pumping and pushing out kids.
Oh, pumping and a pushing.
Pushing and a pumping.
Like, I guess if
it's gonna look like a beat up garage door, like your kids have been winging pucks at this thing for 20 years. Creaks when it opens.
Please talk.
It could be because I know that it's included in a lot of like mommy makeovers.
Okay,
and it is.
Yes, because they'll include this with like the tightening and with
the snipping
and all. It'll just be like a full on makeover for the area. So
damn.
It's kind of like one of those things like, while you're down there.
So like the snipping one is the one that makes me the most uncomfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because like,
I would think that would actually affect
sexual performance and feeling.
Yeah, but I'm not a doctor. So
but here's the thing.
Know.
Like, I mean, I guess it would be the equivalent of a man getting circumcised as an adult.
Yeah.
And like that sounds horrifying to me.
Yes, it does.
Horrifying to me.
Yeah.
Like, you know. I don't know how much right my parents did, but they definitely nailed that one. Thanks for getting that done while I wasn't conscious. 252 WCMF, Pete's on CMF. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
Good, how you doing?
Good, man. What do you got?
Well, the procedure started originally for pole dancers.
Why? So they could stay up there with no hands?
Exactly. It was like a suction cup.
Okay. Was that your joke that I blew on you there, Petey? Because everyone saw it.
You did.
Yeah. It was like a train bearing down on everybody with a big light in the front. Next time, try and hide it a little better, Petey, okay?
Yeah. See ya.
Thank you, Pete. There goes Pete. Who saw that coming?
I saw that thing coming off of 490.